Another new study. This one just out from the Texas Freedom Network Education Fund takes a close look at biblical religious teaching in that state's public schools, underscore public. And I'm very pleased to welcome the author of that report, Dr. Mark Chancy, to State of Belief Radio. Mark, good to hear you again.
Well, it's good to be here. Thank you for the invitation.
You know, this is really kind of a Yogi Berra deja vu all over again, isn't it?
It's interesting to see how little has changed. You know, I think as a society, we agree that knowing about religion is important, but we haven't figured out how to teach about it in a public school setting in appropriate ways. And the result is that we end up with Bible courses that promote some religious views over others.
Well, you've just done this new report. What did you find this time?
We did a survey of every Bible course in the state of Texas. We asked them to send in all of their teaching materials to Texas Freedom Network, which is an Austin-based watchdog group. They sent in syllabi, course materials, tests, lists of resources, and things like that, which TFN then sent to me to examine. Mm-hmm. And we found that most courses, to varying degrees, end up promoting certain religious views rather than teaching about the Bible in a neutral manner.
Did you identify any new problems, or were the old problems that had intensified, or had some of it got better?
We found the same sorts of problems. So we found some courses that were very overtly promoting particular theological claims. So we found some Bible courses in which students were taught flat out that the Bible is the inspired word of God. And this is a religious belief. It's very appropriate to talk about the Bible that way in a church setting, a religious setting, the home setting. But you're not supposed to teach students that in a public school, because that then is promoting a religious viewpoint. We found a lot of courses that seemed to assume that the Bible was a history book and talked about the Bible stories as if they were all straightforward, accurate accounts of what had happened. This is problematic when you start thinking about the miracle stories, for example, mm-hmm. because then you're teaching students, here's a story in which God intervened supernaturally in history. Mm-hmm. A lot of these courses weren't able to talk about miracle stories, for example, mm-hmm. without lapsing into a very literalistic reading. We found courses that seemed to think of the Bible as entirely a Christian book and entirely a Protestant book. And so we don't find much attention to what Jews believe about the Bible or to the distinctive features of the Jewish Bible. But for that matter, in a lot of courses, we don't find much acknowledgement of differences between the Roman Catholic and Eastern Orthodox Bibles and how they're different from the Protestant Bible. We see the Bible as a Protestant book in a lot of these courses. There was some improvement. We found more courses doing a good job this time than we did in our last study, which was over 2005-2006 courses. And we found a fairly sizable category of courses which had a mixture of really positive, strong elements in some places combined with some very problematic elements in other cases. But we also found a fair number of courses that were well over the constitutional line.
Sure. Well, Mark, what makes the difference in that instance? Is it curriculum or is it teacher?
It's some of both. Part of the challenge in teaching about the Bible in a public school setting is that education programs typically don't require students who are going to be teachers to take an academic course on religion. So we're asking people who are very qualified to teach regular social studies courses or English courses, and in many cases are clearly excellent teachers, but we're putting them in the position of teaching about material that they have never studied from an academic perspective.
Mm-hmm.
When that happens, then sometimes, despite the best of intentions, they lapse into their own religious views or what they learned in their own upbringing or what they've learned from popular culture. The result is that they end up promoting particular religious views, even when they're trying not to. And then, of course, there are teachers that we discovered who are winking at the Constitution. They clearly are trying to skirt court rulings and promote their own religion in the classroom. But curriculum does come into play. Some are better than others. Many of these courses are homemade, meaning teachers have just put them together from whatever resources they have available. which are often church resources. Teachers who want to teach Bible courses typically have no guidance at all from their state education agencies or from their local school boards. They are quite literally sent into a minefield without a map.
My goodness. Well, what did the Texas State Legislature do in 2007 on this issue, and what kind of impact came from that?
In that year, a legislator introduced a bill, and the original form of that bill would have required every school district to offer a Bible course, and it would have prohibited the state from developing any curricular standards. So this really would have been a Bible free-for-all across the state. Through the efforts of Texas Freedom Network and others, that bill was amended to require the state to develop curricular standards. And yet the State Board of Education managed to avoid that. No standards were ever developed. The amended bill required the state to develop teacher training for teachers who wanted to offer Bible courses, but no such training was ever developed. So what the final form of the bill did do, it requires every district to teach something about the Bible somewhere in its curriculum, and it encourages districts to offer Bible electives as a way to meet that goal.
Is the real thrust of this a board of education that wants to see that Christianity is taught in public schools?
I would say the motives vary from party to party, from person to person, from district to district. Certainly, one of the motivations is a recognition that religious literacy is important, and that's a motivation I share. I think students should know about religion. At the same time, I think we have to ask ourselves, if religious literacy in the sense of cultural literacy is the goal, why do we see state legislators, not just in Texas but elsewhere, why do we see legislators introducing bills promoting Bible courses but not promoting world religion courses? Now, there's a privileging of the Bible here in a really curious way. I think for some of the people pushing Bible courses, the goal goes beyond cultural literacy to trying to use public schools to promote their own religious views.
Mark, I've always been a big fan of the Texas Freedom Network. Would you please tell our listeners how they can get in touch with the Texas Freedom Network Educational Fund and a little bit more, if you can, about other religious freedom initiatives that are going on there?
Well, the Texas Freedom Network is a grassroots organization based in Austin. It has more than 60,000 members. These are people across the political and religious spectrum. And its job is to advance a mainstream agenda of religious freedom and individual liberties to counter the agendas of the religious right. So its signature issues are protecting religious freedom, defending civil liberties, and strengthening public schools. So if you have watched news stories about curriculum debates in Texas and science and religion in Texas classrooms, for example, or how American history is taught in Texas classrooms, you have probably encountered Texas Freedom Network, who is trying to advocate for everybody's religious freedom so that schools aren't turned into engines for promoting some religious views over everybody else's. They are online at tfn.org, although their umbrella of issues is limited to Texas, because what happens in Texas doesn't stay in Texas. They really have national importance.
These are not people that are mad at religion or people that want to debunk religion. All of what we're talking about is in order to keep the independence between religion and government that helps both.
This is about protecting all of our religious freedom. You know, I'm a New Testament scholar by trade, so I teach about the Bible for a living because I think it's important. I'm certainly not against promoting biblical literacy, but I am against using public schools and our tax dollars and classrooms of captive school children who are there by law for others to foist their religious views on them. That violates all of our religious freedom, and everybody deserves more respect than that.
Dr. Mark Chance is professor of religious studies at Southern Methodist University in Dallas. He's the author of Reading, Writing, and Religion 2, Texas Public School Bible courses in 2011-12, a new report just published by the Texas Freedom Network Education Fund. Mark, thanks for being back with us on State of Belief Radio.
Thank you.